right, guys, welcome to the 126th episode of the Lion in the Cannon podcast. It's been a while, but I am Matt. I'm back with my colleague Reese. And Reese,
Yes.
I'm gonna drop something on you later. I'm gonna test your how you handle being shocked.
Oh no, we will get into it then. I'm excited for it. Guys, welcome back. We apologize for the delay. We had some scheduling issues. Mainly me. My birthday was on Sunday. Lady occupied my entire day, and then also I was going over to my father's house the following day, so we couldn't get our usual Monday, Sunday, or Tuesday recordings. We appreciate your patience. Are you guys ready to jump right into it?
Let's do it, huh?
All righty. Into the first game here, we've got Burnley at home hosting Bournemouth, and it ends in a nil-nil draw. Matt, I watched a little bit of this game actually. Bournemouth looked good from the spell that I saw, but it looked like Burnley were just sort of hanging on, and it looks like I wasn't able to finish the rest of this game, but it just looks like they held on to that nil-nil draw. What were your thoughts on this one?
The recap I saw and the statistic lines kind of show exactly what you saw. It just seemed like Burnley held on and Bournemouth didn't have any magic without Semenya this time.
Gotcha. Not too much to talk about on this one, guys. Both of these clubs, I mean, we know sort of the direction they're going in. Burnley, unfortunately, looks like they are going to be heading down. But Bournemouth is a team that is still fighting for that Europa Conference League spot if they can get a couple of wins together. But we will see what happens. Into the next game here. Excuse me. We have Sunderland at home hosting Brighton. And Matt, you called this one. Brighton getting the away win 1-0 over Sunderland. And I remembered this because I was personally so impressed with Sunderland's home record, and I didn't think they would. I thought they would get back on the winning track, and my guess was wrong. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
So I think my opinion on why I picked it was simply that a lot of the teams we ran into this last year, they kind of fall into this that they're going to be where they're at and they have nothing to fight for. And Brighton, I think, doesn't want to be the Tottenham, so they are trying to still be a little competitive. I didn't get to watch any of this game, in all honesty, because I watched pieces of the next two. Hey, buddy. Sorry, Reese's cat made a cameo.
She's messing up my computer right now. I like what I'm seeing from Herzer lately. It's clear they've had struggles, but they've also been through a lot in terms of sell-offs, and it seems like they haven't been getting those, youth projects who have turned out to be $100 million players as much lately. So we'll see how they do in the summer when that comes around to see if they can recoup. Into the next game here, guys. We have Chelsea at home hosting Newcastle, and it's the Newcastle Magpies walking into Stamford Bridge and coming out with a 1-0 victory. Matt, I've told you this several times. This team can't hurt me anymore. I don't feel anything when we win or lose. Even when we score goals, I don't have the sensation to stand and celebrate like I used to. And
But you haven't
right.
scored any goal, wait, one goal this whole week, right?
Well, we scored last week in the middle of the week, you dickhead, to PSG when it was 2-2.
Yeah,
And that's when it all fell apart, was after we scored our two goals. But yeah, Matt, this team's struggling right now, clearly.
I'm
They've
glad to
also
see there's still some emotion left in your core. They can't hurt you, but I can hurt you.
I think it's just the fact that it's coming from an Arsenal fan that I just have that small little bit of that anger. But
Well, I'm gonna
anyway.
be honest with you, man. You might want to put a block on me on Sunday. I don't drink too often. I haven't drunken since April of last year. Like, have more than a drink. And I'm gonna be drinking from 9 in the morning. As soon as I get to the pub, I'm popping a beer.
Yes,
So.
guys, what he is referring to is the final this weekend. We'll get into it probably a little bit later in the stoppage time to see what Matt's prediction is. But guys, as well, Chelsea have been handed a 1-year transfer ban from the previous ownership breaches that they committed involving the heat and I believe it was a Hazard purchase.
It was several players. Hazard was
Gotcha.
the
Main
crown
one.
jewel of it.
Gotcha. So yes, they cannot buy players for 1 year. So in my opinion, Matt, I think we are going to be seeing a change up in terms of the squad next season. I think there's going to be a lot of our big players that are leaving. I don't necessarily see Caicedo leaving, but I definitely think at least Enzo Fernandez will be gone. I would not be surprised if Cole Palmer is also going to be out the door as well if there's a formidable fee
So I
that's
haven't
offered.
heard anything about Enzo, but I know that Manchester United apparently is eyeing Cole Palmer. Who is gonna who's in for Enzo? I mean, that guy's got a hefty, if you guys are gonna make any money, you paid like 120 million for him, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, right, is two things. One, the main reason there's links for Cole Palmer and United is because Cole Palmer grew up a United fan. So those are really mainly like the fan fictions of ideas. But honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to United or to a Manchester club. But I don't think Manchester United have the budgeting for Enzo. I've seen Fabrizio reported last summer that Real Madrid were interested in Enzo Fernandez. We will have to see if they still believe they need a midfielder this summer. But honestly, Matt, I think Enzo Fernandez is a very underrated player because of what he has to do for Chelsea, and the six managers that he's unfortunately been through since he signed for this club. I hope he leaves for the better. I hope all of our players leave just for the betterment of their careers, because at this point, Chelsea need to rethink their strategy.
Okay, I'm on to this game. I kind of got pieces of this game because it was on at the same time as the Arsenal match, and the Arsenal match did not get exciting until after the
Later.
half. But I kind of checked in you just to see what you're doing, and you kept on saying, "I can't be hurt. Nothing fazes me."
Chelsea had some good opportunities, but Newcastle deserved this win. That is pretty much the gist of it. Credit to Newcastle. Into the next game here, Matt. We've got the league leaders who will maybe be talking about league champions here soon enough. It is the goons of gooners. It is the guns of gunners. It is the dinosaur mascot of dinosaur mascots. I always forget his name. It's Arsenal.
Gunnersaurus, dog.
Oh, God. That's a bad one. All right. My bad. My bad.
Gunnersaurus.
I should have known. That's on me. We got Arsenal at home hosting Everton, and they win 2-0. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one, sir?
Dude, when I went to London the last time, I got my mom a plush Gunnersaurus and a
Nice.
corgi from the Queen's Palace. And she has the, still to this day, in her stuffed animal area, she has Gunnersaurus riding the corgi. But dude, this game. So I was telling my Manchester United friends at work that I can kind of tell how games are going to go. And I was really worried at the Wolves match a while back. And I'm worried at Leverkusen the first round. But this game, this and the Leverkusen game, when you can watch it from the beginning, you can see how the game's going to go. I knew that they were going to win this game. Now, I didn't understand how they would win it, but I kind of had a inkling that this is a must win and we were going to do it.
Yeah.
I did not know the
Well,
catalyst we would have.
in terms of the performance, it obviously the two goals came very late. Max Domann is the youngest goal scorer in Premier League history. Congratulations to him. But why did it take a little bit of time for Arsenal to break through against this Everton side?
So I think we needed another creative player. Eze was really challenging them. And I just think they didn't have another like creative force in the midfield. Rice and Zuby are great at what they do, but I just think that they needed something else. If Odegaard had been able to come in, I think he would have ripped it open too. I just think they needed an extra playmaker. And when Max came on, Max did it. The old defender that they have with the Eastern European name for Everton looks scared of him. I was like, man, this guy looks like he's gonna go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, it's very clear that Domann has a lot of talent. We'll have to see how he's incorporated into the team next year because, man, he is special. So, I think with Saka, man, I feel like there should be in my opinion, Matt, I'm going to say a controversial statement right now, and I do not believe this one bit, but I do this to make fun of my Arsenal friend.
Okay.
The few games that I've watched of Saka at the left back position before he was converted into a right wing position, that is the greatest left back I've ever seen in my life. If you guys move him to the left back position and you put Dalmine on the right, we will see peak Arsenal again. I'll tell you that right now.
Honestly, I'm not mad at it.
Fair enough. Matt, any final thoughts on this one, sir?
Honestly, we're back to Dalvin's team now. I love how the club's treating him. I don't really like how some fan creators are besmirching a child. But yeah, he just brought magic to the team, and we needed it. I kind of hope that Erling Haaland like tries to like really do something crazy on Sunday and he becomes a villain we all know he is. Because you
There you
can
go.
bully Miles Lewis-Skelly. You can bully Gabrielle. You can bully Saliba. When you bully a 16-year-old white kid, I think things are gonna happen.
Completely agree. And for the fans who hate on Max Stoumann, I mean, two things. One, if you're hating on anybody who's under the age of 18, you're a weird person. And number
Yes.
two, if you're hating on a player of this type of talent at this young of age, then you're even weirder. Like this guy, even if he doesn't pan out to be, on the Yamal level, the Messi level, whatever the case may
And
be,
here's the
he is a
thing.
great player right now.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, we see what Yamal has done for Spain. And even if you're the only way I can see it is if you're a non-British person who is a fan, because you're like, oh, this guy's a piece of POS. I don't think he is, but that's the only way I can do it. Because if you're English and you're not excited you got this guy, like, Spain have won a trophy recently with Yamal. We have a England hasn't won a trophy.
And another thing, like you said with the whole country thing, like this helps grow the sport in England. Not in terms of the sport, but in terms of talent. Like these types of players inspire the kids. So you need these trademark players. So yeah, Arsenal are lucky to have him. He's a great player. We hope he continues to develop into that type of talent we believe he can live up to. Into the next game here, Matt. From league leaders to league losers, we've got Manchester City at home hosting West Ham, and this one ends in a. Did I say? Okay, sorry, I thought I said it wrong. No, I was actually incorrect. West Ham were hosting Man City. My apologies. And this game ended in a 1-1 draw. Matt, the City side take another points drop in this one. What were your thoughts?
So there's three parts of me on this one, in my opinion, on this game. Again, this game, I came in for like the last 20 minutes. I was texting my Arsenal friend I met in at the LAFC game, and he's like, "Brother, why are you doing this to yourself? They're gonna score." I'm like, "I don't know about this City team, man." But part of me is like, are they like they realize they can't win the league and they're just lulling us into a false sense of security for Sunday? Two, what has happened to this city and what was Pep wearing? He looked like Tony Hawk.
Hey, I actually love the fit. I did see that.
Oh,
I like this.
no, get me
He's
wrong.
in
I
his.
have that fit, but I'm not Pep Guardiola.
I
I'm a
think he's hitting that.
43-year-old man from Southeast Western America.
I think he's hitting that phase, man. When you're hitting that phase in your life, you got to mix up the style a little bit, come with a little different mentality. I don't
Did his wife leave him again? Like, what is
No.
happening to him? The man used to be dapper AF.
Hey, and even after their Champions League games, he said, "Everybody wants to fire me." I was like, "Why did you say it like that?" I think he's going through it, man. But hey, overall
Dude,
in this
I hope
game.
he. So, this game, I only saw the last 10 minutes. West Ham and Mavropanos defended like their lives depended on it. I think if I was a pub owner in London right now, I would get a Mavropano statue in my garden, my patio.
There you
I would
go.
commission one if they win the league this year, just to have people like put their drinks on it.
When I checked into this game, I thought West Ham were up 2-1 because that's how long Mavropanos' full name is, guys. There was two lines, and I thought West Ham were actually winning this game when I had checked. But yeah, this was a. I didn't watch too much of this game. I just watched the goals. I love watching Bernardo Silva play football. He's still one of my favorite players.
Dude,
But
he got a red,
yeah,
didn't he? Or was that in the Champions League? Am I mixing them up?
I think that was the Champions League. He
Okay.
scored in this one. But yeah, Matt, this is what I was telling you throughout this entire season. This is not the same City team. This City team looks too fragile defensively. They look fragile in the midfield. Their best positive is their attack and their goalkeeper, and your goalkeeper can't win you every game.
What was funny is that I'm usually more positive on Chelsea than you, and you're more as positive on Arsenal. But like I was telling my dad, my best friend, and then my friend from LA, I'm just like, I'm taking off for these matches. Even if it's just half days during the week, I'm enjoying these games. I am just breathing it in because,
It could never happen. It could be a once in a lifetime thing. You just never know.
could be a once in a lifetime thing. And unfortunately, an incident has happened in the world, and now jet fuel is insane. I was actually thinking about flying to the UK for the parade and then taking the train to Brighton and just staying in Brighton where all the hotels would be cheap. and just taken the train for the day just to go to the pubs and experience the thing. But a plane ticket, like, I might have to go to Vegas in June, and a plane ticket to Vegas from Phoenix right now is like $400, even on Frontier.
For a 45-minute flight, man, that is crazy.
I'm afraid to look at England. I'm afraid to go, what can I leave on a Thursday after work, go straight from my office to the airport, like have somebody drop me off at work and then get an Uber, fly straight there sometime on Friday morning, go to Brighton, spend the day in the nice little town, have a couple pints, take the train in on Saturday, sleep it off, and then fly back and then go to work on Monday.
I hope fuel lowers in that time frame, man. I'm feeling it on the gas end. I didn't even know about the plane side, man. That's
Oh,
crazy.
well, jet fuel is harder to make than car fuel.
Gotcha.
But fun fact, also, have you seen this trend of all the fans of other teams, the influencers saying they're going to leave London
I did not know.
for the parade? They're all going on vacay.
Respect. Hey,
That
I'm with you
lady I
guys,
sent you
man.
that I kind of have a crush on is a Tottenham fan. She's like, I've already booked a hotel, I'm leaving. That Chelsea fan who always just brings up anytime any Arsenal fan talks to him, goes, what trophies have you won? What trophies? No trophies.
That freaking guy,
One
man.
FA Cup. What? Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Alrighty, guys, let's jump into the Sunday slate here. Kicking it off here, we got Crystal Palace at home hosting Leeds, and this one ends in a nil-nil draw. Red card by Gabriel Gudmundsson in the right before halftime. Man, what's up with and also DCL missed a penalty as well. This Palace side, man, they're struggling in attack. We always foresaw this coming when they lost Olise. When they lost Eze, and now they don't have Mateta. Like, this is what happens when you get picked apart, and Glasner has said multiple times that this board has not done the fan service, and they are living with that penalty. So, Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
I didn't get to watch any of this one, but man, I am like, I might see what the relegation odds are next year and just put a fiver on Crystal Palace. I don't want it to happen, but
Oh.
I'm a little worried for them right now.
Your Eagles, man, not your Eagles. We'll have to see what they do in the summer, but it is not looking good for this Palace side because they're obviously going to lose Glasner, in the summer as well. So,
And they're probably going to lose Mateta.
well, Mateta's already gone. Yeah,
I thought that.
he got sold in January. I don't remember where he went to, but he did get sold because they brought in that Wolves striker Strand Larsen or whatever his name was. Jorgen Strand Larsen, sorry, not whatever his name was, my bad, brother. Yeah, I don't remember where he went to or even the fee. I think it was like 40 million.
I think it collapsed.
Yeah, that did happen, but something occurred
He still plays
after.
for Crystal Palace, according to Transfermarkt.
Okay, so he just be must be
Yeah,
completely
Gahey
dismissed from the
left.
squad then.
Eze left, and Mateta was supposed to leave, but AC Milan couldn't get it done. It collapsed on deadline
Oh, yeah.
day.
My apologies. You're right. You're right. Yeah, he even got subbed on in this game. My bad, guys. I was thinking of Gahey probably. But
Yeah.
yeah, they've been picked apart to say the least. But Matt, I'm with you on that fiver. We'll see what they do in the summer. Into the
Well, the
next game
trick
here.
with
Oh, Matt, sorry.
trick with those bets is you got to get it in early when the odds are all over the place and then
Yeah.
lock it in. So a five could turn into like, before the first ball's kicked, put in that bet. So then it'd be like 40 times and then you just lock it in and watch your money. Like when I bet on Tottenham at the beginning of the year, right before they collapsed, a fiver's turned into a 35er.
Yeah, my thing is, Matt, is if Chelsea still have Liam Rosenior as the manager next season, I will be a Millwall fan if they're in the league, brother. That is something I can guarantee you. Mill, and I'm putting a fiver on them winning the league. Give me the Leicester City season. Righty, guys,
Where are we
let's
hanging
jump into
out,
the.
sir?
My bad, guys. It's been a long day. Into the next one here, we've got Manchester United at home hosting Aston Villa. And the United Glazers walk away with the victory here with a 3-1 victory. Goals from Casemiro, Cunha, and Sesko, and Ross Barkley, the lone goal for Aston Villa. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
So I came into this late and saw that sneaky Bruno Fernandes just win it completely. What happened to Unai? I mean, I
Like I said,
called it, but I don't understand it.
it's the springtime, man. It is a real, the winter is a real thing with this guy. I didn't think it was a real thing, but until it's actually occurred, it's kind of crazy, the theme with this team. My thoughts were on this one that isn't it the thing with Amrim, right? Is he put Bruno directly in the midfield. He removed him from that attacking midfielder spot. It caused him to struggle a little bit. Fans started to turn on him. He's now been deployed back into that attacking midfielder role, and he seems like one of the best players on the planet again. A simple formation change is all this team needed. Yes, they're not playing with very many tactical prowess or anything like that. They're just it's old Gunnar Solskjaer ball, pretty much, just free form, do what you can, and it works for them. My question to you is, Matt, name me one manager who you think would actually fit with this group of players.
The problem is there's none. They expect results right away. They can coast on emotion, but they're not going to get like. And
And
that's the
that's my
thing. Who
point.
knows? They may hire Carrick, and he may be a great hire. I don't know, but I know that I've seen this story before with Solskjaer. You can only have the nostalgia bug so long. Just like I don't really want to watch the new Scrubs show. I'm going to do it,
Yeah.
but I'm
Well,
tired of nostalgia.
that's my point is if they pick up Alonso, for example, right? That is a similar formation style that Amorim deployed. Are they really going to try and deploy that project style again? No. They're going to need to pick and bring in some experienced manager. It's probably going to be Glasner or De Zerbi, one of those two guys. We'll see. But
What about your boy
if you're,
Maresca?
oh God, if you want to break my heart in many more ways than one, Maresca is being in the Premier League might actually have me consider life as a fool. And I've been alive for a very long time, guys. Okay.
You know the only thing I really like about Rosnier?
Yeah.
He has cool jackets.
I hate his jackets. I the lady hated this guy. My fiance hated this guy when he first joined the club, and she hasn't
See,
even
that's
been
the thing.
around
I
long.
always I like men who dress in a way that other people hate, but I'm the only one who likes it. So I'm like the guy at the gym that like goes, "Dude, that was a great lift," and then that gives that guy confidence. But I'm just like, "Why am I
Would never say
confident in
that
this
to
guy?"
I would never say that to another man. That's just something I can't do.
Oh, you're not going to enjoy the phrase I concocted.
Oh God. All righty, let's jump into the next one here, guys. We've got Nottingham Forest at home hosting Fulham. It ends in a nil-nil draw. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
So I would you say Fulham Nottingham Forest?
Yes, correct.
I didn't watch this one. I only watched this weekend Liverpool Tottenham in addition to the Arsenal game. I was kind of surprised. I was hoping Nottingham Forest would win to scare Spurs, but then Spurs pulled off a miracle in about 2 hours.
Very true, but what I will say is this point was still needed from Forest because this does put them above West Ham again, right out of the relegation zone. They are above them now on goal differential. So, Matt, we're looking at a very close ending between the 18, 17, and 16 spot. So we'll have to see. I mean, you could still argue Leeds get relegated because they're at 32 points. It's going to be tough, man. But credit to both teams here. Fulham, we'll see how you guys respond in the next game. Into the last game of the Sunday slate, we've got Liverpool at home hosting Tottenham Hotspur. Matt alluded to this a little bit earlier. Spurs sneak away with a 1-1 1-1 draw. Sorry, goals from
It was a
Szoboszlai and
1-1 victory, sir.
pretty much, and a late, late Richarlison goal. What are your thoughts on this one, Matt?
Don't have much hate in my heart. I try not to hate things. You know this about me. I'll strongly dislike things, but I really hate Richarlison. I love that he did it for Everton. Like he saved Everton. And I don't think Tottenham's going down, but I'm just like, I wanted them to just get beat by Liverpool. I wanted them to be in the zone for 1 weekend for the international break, just to know the fear of being in that zone.
Hey, they're still 1 point. They're only 1 point ahead, Matt. I just want this to go down to the deadline. The Spurs board need this to happen to them. The fans don't deserve it, but the board needs to understand.
Some fans do. Expressions does
Okay.
not.
Yes.
That man is
Yes.
saint.
That's our goat right there. But
Yeah. Tom Holland, though? I don't know.
well, that's your boy, man. That's your Spider-Man.
I don't know,
Hey,
man.
quick thing. Did you watch the trailer? What were your thoughts
Yeah.
on it? What were your
I
thoughts?
mean, I don't know who this Peter Parker kid is. I know who Spider-Man is, but, like, why am I seeing a whole trailer about him?
That was a good one, man. That was a good one.
My humor is not the best.
Yeah,
But.
I didn't see any of this game, Matt. I'll let you have the floor on this one. How was it?
Liverpool look like shit.
Okay. So that did they even deserve a draw in this game?
They did. Even looking like crap, they should have beat Tottenham.
Okay.
Richarlison saved them.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm interested to see. I mean, look at this lineup that they started. No Salah. They have the 16-year-old who they started against Spurs. That's insulting. Then they started Jeremy Frimpong at right wing, where Salah would usually play. They did not start Hugo Ekitike or Salah. They basically just put their middle fingers up to Spurs and say, "We are not afraid of you
Well,
guys."
and then they also they did you see their game today?
No, I did not.
Oh, only two teams in the EPL of all six that entered survived.
Damn.
And it was Liverpool beating the living shit out of Galatasaray at Arsenal.
Damn.
4-1
I
on
mean,
aggregate. At Anfield, they made them suffer.
gotcha. Because that first leg was close, right? It was 1-1 or something like that.
No, it was 1-0. They lost.
Damn.
They
Wow.
put four past them today.
Guys, let's jump into the Monday slate here. We've got Brentford at home hosting Wolves. It finishes 2-2. This Wolves team is not going down without a fight. They're going down, but not without a fight. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
I didn't get to watch this one. I completely forgot it was on.
Me too, Matt, until I got the Wolves notification. So, what I will say is I love this Wolves team, man. It looks like this one of the Gomez's is going to be on his way to United or Liverpool. I'm hearing that he's a very talented midfielder. Let me make sure I have the right Gomez. I believe it is Angel Gomez is the one that
Because they have four of them, right?
No, it is not Angel Gomez. Yeah, I think there's it's Rodrigo Gomez. I think it's Rodrigo Gomez. Sorry, guys. Very talented mid. No, it wasn't. It's João
Guys, what's
Gomez.
funny is you'd think this was a bit. He's actually really upset.
Yeah, I actually can't figure it out.
It's okay,
I think
Reese.
it's
It's not that bored. There's a Gomez that's gonna be transferred.
one of the Gomezes is really good at football, who could be
You
on his way
named three
to.
of the four. I think you're
Gosh dang it. All righty, guys. But yeah, credit to both teams on this one. It was a hard-fought battle. I didn't see much of this one either.
Do we plan
Matt,
to go over
you
the
want to jump
Champions League
into this?
scores?
Let's do it, Matt. Hit me with them.
All right, brother. So your boys had a terrible day. We'll start off
Thank
with
you, sir.
the second leg for Chelsea. Where is it? You lost 3-0 today or
Thanks,
yesterday.
man. We did. What do you want me to say, Matt?
I
We lost
expected
eight.
better from you.
We lost eight to
You're
two on
the
Magni, guys.
hey. To channel our tape, you're the fucking world champions.
Guys, I'll put it to you this way. I should have bet a lot of money that this was going to be over five goals of difference, because there was no faith that I had going into these Champions League stages with this
All right.
team.
So the early game that happened yesterday was a 5-0 demolition of Bodo Glimt by Sporting Lisbon. Came in 3 goals down. Put five past their keeper.
Which is insane. Not only has this Bodo team been very good recently, but they've been really good defensively. Like we've talked about their attack and scoring goals, but this team has been formidable defensively, and to get pounced on by Sporting, a depleted Sporting, is impressive from them. So congratulations to the
So I
Sporting.
don't remember the name of the two tribes, but there was a war. Oh, the Teutons were one of the tribes that came down from what would become Germany and Scandinavia to attack Rome. They came in massive numbers. And what defeated them was when they got into the Italian heat. Maybe these guys from Norway made their way down into the Portuguese heat and they could not handle it.
So, how did they beat Inter Milan in Italy then?
Inter Milan's in northern Italy.
Okay, fair enough.
They're up in the northern part. It's when they went to southern Italy. They couldn't handle a southern Italian summer.
There you go.
It's 100 degrees here and I am burnt. I went for a 30-minute workout in my backyard yesterday and I am toasty now.
Yep, I have a sunburn on the back of my neck from being outside for 2 hours, guys. We're chopped over here.
Right. Next up, Man City lost on aggregate 5-1 to Real Madrid. This is where Silva got the red. Yeah, there was a lot. I watched an ESPN prediction thing, and everybody picked City to beat this Real Madrid side. I don't know
I
why. I
didn't.
also picked City as well, but I did not think it was just going to be a walkover. Real Madrid is one of the strongest teams for a reason. But yeah, big performance from Fede Valverde. He had a hat trick, one of the best hat tricks in the first leg, and that's what kept them through all the way. And my Gooners beat Bayer Leverkusen at home 2-0 to win this on 3-0-1 aggregate.
Hincapié gooned all over Bayer Leverkusen. Sorry. He did used to play for Bayer Leverkusen.
So
That's why the
my
gym
phrase,
said
I'm just gonna get out now since you keep gooning coming around gooning it. It's where the Gunners are doing well and I'm enjoying everyone else losing. Your boys,
oh, God.
Manchester City, Newcastle, all lost. Tottenham, it was great.
Oh, God. Guys, we are not going to make that a
People call it
staple of this
Schadenfreude when
podcast.
your team wins and the other team's too bad. I'm gonna call it gooning it.
Okay.
Arsenal was gooning it this week.
Oh, no. Guys, that is not going to be a staple of this show. We will mute Matt every time that happens moving forward. God, we got kids listening to this, man. I'm joking. I'm joking.
All right, so another one. I sent you this, and I couldn't. It actually got worse. 8-3 aggregate. Barcelona put 7 past Newcastle today.
Yeah, Newcastle had a very strong performance in the first leg, and Matt, I did not watch any of this game. What happened?
I was doing errands and get my taxes done when this game was on. I don't know what happened.
It was 2-2 right before halftime until Yamal had that penalty, and then they just scored every 5 minutes after that. I mean, yeah, I guess this Barcelona team is deadly, so congrats to them. But
Hey, we're
things were.
probably going to face them in a semi.
Hey, the best
I
attack
think
against
Arsenal will do a better job of controlling the game than that, though.
100%. The way Barcelona play, they are very much like Liverpool. They're going to be a team that will either lose in a boxing match, and both in they're on the verge of getting knocked out, or they're just going to get their cheeks blown like they did to Newcastle today.
Jesus. All right. Tottenham lost 5-7 or 7-5 on aggregate.
But they did win today.
Yes. That's the most Spursy thing to expel the energy to lose the win this game, but lose on aggregate just to go out of the tournament to have your most important game appear. And I'm like, guys, like if you're gonna lose, just lose.
Exactly. Make it easy for everybody. What do you got? Is that it for the
Nope,
games
there's
there?
two more before we head to break. Galatasaray gave up their one goal lead to lose to Liverpool 4-1 on aggregate. Mo Salah's back, baby.
Yeah, that was a good performance from them. Slot is saying that he's feeling pressure at Liverpool post-game press conference. I thought that was interesting. So we'll have to see how this team ends the season. If they end on a strong note, they end in the Champions League, they have a decent run of the Champions League, I don't think Slot's going to be in danger. But man, if they don't get Champions League or they do not advance maybe past the next stage, it could get ugly for Slot.
All right, last game. A game that I think we all forgot was in the Champions League, unless you're an Atlanta or Bayern Munich fan. Aggregate 10 Bayern, 2 Atlanta. That reminds me of a couple of Arsenal games.
Sounds like an NFL game that just happened. But hey, this is that Bayern team, man. It's right now the best three teams in the world are Bayern, Barcelona, and Arsenal. So we'll have to see which one of these three guys can dethrone the other.
So this sets up leg one will take place on April 7th and 8th. On the 7th, we have Bayern facing Real Madrid and Arsenal facing Sporting. Then on the 8th, we have a Spanish derby, Atletico Madrid faces Barcelona. And then PSG versus Liverpool. And then the return fixtures are on the 14th and 15th.
So really quickly before we go to break, three games. Okay, so two games, sorry. PSG and Liverpool played last season and it was a banger two-legged series. So I'm very excited for that one. And then Atletico Barcelona is like prime 2013, 2014 Champions League footy
This
right
could
there. And then
really
you got
suck for the UK
yeah.
if PSG knocks out Pool and Arsenal gets by, there's going to be two Spanish teams that make it, and that's going to skew the aggregate, and we may lose our fifth spot.
Which would not be good for specifically for my Chelsea team,
Yes,
but
that's
also
what I'm
Bayern.
alluding to.
Bayern and Real Madrid's also going to be very entertaining as well. Matt, we're getting to that point in the Champions League where we're going to start seeing some haymakers thrown. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. On this one, I do think it's going to come down to Barcelona versus Arsenal. The other side, though, I got no clue. I do think it'll come down to Barcelona Arsenal. But honestly, I think it'll be Bayern versus PSG, which would be pretty dope.
That'd be sick. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back with you to do some previews for the weekend games
All right.
and the Carabao Cup final.
Sweet. Here we go. All right, guys. We have returned from our breaks in the Nether Realm.
Welcome
I
back,
saw
guys.
somebody talking about the Nether Realm in a YouTube short or something. It just scrolled by. It's been stuck in my brain for 2 days. You
There
have
you
to deal
go.
with my
Yeah.
ADHD.
There you go. No problem with me at all, sir. What do you got for me in terms of these
All right.
games?
Let's hit into the EPL first. We have Manchester United departing to face Bournemouth on the southern shores.
Oof, this should be an interesting game, actually, because usually Bournemouth get up for these fights. Obviously, United have been in supreme form since their interim manager has been taken over. But Matt, you know me, when the Cherry Playhouse is involved and the Cherry Prince is defending his castle, he always wins. 1-0 to the Cherries.
So I'm superstitious. The next game Arsenal play, I believe, is nope, they host Bournemouth. Okay. I'm gonna join you. I'm gonna go 2-0
There you go.
to the Cherries. All right, next up we have my favorite red and blue derby. Not really. I just like that there's two birds and they're different colors. Liverpool travel to Brighton.
You know what? That's a fun matchup.
Yeah.
For logos and colors. I like that.
I wonder if Slot's going to rotate again.
A good point. I think with the time between the Champions League games, he might bring out his best team. But I do think this is going to be a fun game. I'm going to go 3-2 to the pools.
I'm going to go 2-1 to Brighton.
I gotcha.
Haymaker. All right, next up, a relegation six-pointer. We have Burnley facing Fulham. Actually, it's not a relegation six-pointer. But if Fulham doesn't come, Burnley can make some noise.
Respect. I'm going to go with.
Come to play. I know I've been making a lot of jokes. I didn't make that as a double entendre thing.
You could. I'm going to go 2-1 to Fulham.
Okay. I'm going to go 1-0 to the Burnley. The
There you go.
Burnley. All right. That game is postponed. All right. Next up, we have your Chelsea traveling to Merseyside to face Everton. Blue versus blue violence. Crip
Yeah,
versus
this is.
crip.
This is an interesting matchup, I would say, because, like, as you know, Everton are a very organized, structured side who still have a bit of Dyche in them. But they now they got that Moyes zest added. I'm gonna
I thought they were
go
going
with
to gut you.
a fair enough. I do think Chelsea win this game only because of play styles, so I have Chelsea 2-1.
I think what they try to do to us is going to succeed. They're going to beat you 2-0.
Fair
And then
enough, sir.
Rosnier is going to take another word and break it into two pieces and make him sound profound.
Yeah, what I will say in Liam's defense, right? The only thing that I will defend him on is he's been getting crazy hate regarding the huddle at the midfield and then passing a note to somebody. You think I think it's hilarious that people think that Liam, if you guys have ever played a club sport in your life, your coach is not telling you what your players to do. Like that was by Reece James, that was by one of the captains. Liam's not like, yeah, guys, go huddle around the ball at midfield. I'm sure he knew it was happening because that's, your team has to communicate with you as your manager, but
I
let's be
just love
realistic.
how Cole Palmer was the only guy who was just like, yeah, this is pretty dumb. And that's why he is Cole Palmer. Like, I'm going to be honest with you, man.
Yeah,
I don't like
indeed.
Cole Palmer as a player, but I would love to have a chippy chip with that man. He'd probably insult me in the nicest, funniest way possible.
He's also dumb enough to like not understand most things that are said to him. He's just a good character, man. You need those types of characters in the league.
Oh yeah. All right. So I said 2-0 to the blue Chelsea. Or sorry, Everton's gonna win 2-0. I'm sorry, I mixed up my
Yeah.
blues there. How what do you got?
I got 2-1 to Chelsea.
Good. You believe in your club. All
I
right.
don't.
Next up, we have Brentford traveling to Leeds.
Nil nil. We've seen quite a few nil nils this calendar year already. I'm gonna go with the nil nil draw.
The Leeds people are proper scary. I didn't feel afraid when I was in Birmingham, but I felt afraid when I was in Leeds.
Fair enough. So you have Leeds winning this out of just to keep for your safety. There
1-0, yes.
you go. Respect, man.
All right, next up we have, oh, a proper Tonwear derby. Sunderland travel. I'm sorry for the bad Irish accent, guys. It was just the way I can say Tonwear. Sunderland travel to Newcastle. Tyne
Ooh, the rivalry is back. And it's at Newcastle.
Yes, Newcastle's hosting it this time. It's the reverse
So
fixture.
I think this is a good bounce back game for Newcastle, actually, because of the embarrassment that just happened today or yesterday, losing to Barcelona 7-2. I think this is a good bounce back game because this will make them motivated for a game like this. They have no choice with their fans. I'm going to go with a 3-2 banger victory for Newcastle.
I'm going to do the opposite. I had intended to pick Sunderland, but I was going to do like 4-1, but I think you're right. I think it's going to be 3-2, but to the Black Cats.
Hey, I just want a good game from that game, and I would love that.
All right. Now a fun one. This team has been battered from pillar to post since, excuse me, the sun has come out. This team needs wins. They've gotten draws. West Ham traveled to Aston Villa.
Yeesh. West Ham have been in some good form, and if they want to stay out of this relegation, if they want to continue this relegation fight, they need something from this game, because transparently, Spurs are just a team that will pick up points for the rest of the season. West Ham are guaranteed possibly to not, but we'll see.
Well, so do you want to do both these games at the same time? Because the next game is a game that directly ties into this game.
We'll do it one at a time
Okay.
because I have no idea and I want to be surprised. I'm gonna go with a. Oof. Is there this team is? Well, you pick yours, Matt. I'm still kind of
West
thinking.
Ham 2, Villa 1.
I want to do it so badly, but I'm gonna go with a 1-1 draw. I was thinking about going Villa, but I think there is a window for West Ham to get something from
So
this game.
there's four teams we haven't mentioned, Reese. You know where the other two are at the
Yes.
Carabao Cup final. Nottingham Forest traveled to Tottenham Hotspur in a relegation. Just probably
Jeez.
shitty game. But I'm going to go Nottingham Forest 2, Tottenham 1, Richarlison goal. Then they get kicked, making it 1-1. And then they give up another goal right away. So Rich's celebration of saving his team, where he rips off his shirt and plays with his nips, is completely hilarious.
I'm gonna agree with you, except I'm gonna go with 1-0 to Forest. I think this Forest team is actually a solid side. They've been a solid side. They just have been incorrectly managed. But I think they'll find a way
Yeah.
and grab 3 points here.
Edu has been giving this team lion managers and then not supporting them.
Yep,
Well, ex
exactly.
Poch is Postecoglou is a lion. I just didn't think he was built for this team.
Wasn't the right fit at all. I
Yeah,
agree.
it was a wrong fit. It wasn't his fault. Everyone should have noticed, known it wouldn't be a great fit. This team was built for like Nunos and Dyches and Moises, not
But
for.
hey, Matt. But hey, Matt. These guys can do their job better than we can, allegedly. You know, kind of crazy to me. Kind of crazy to me.
Hey, you know me, I'm a punk. I usually trust the process, but I'm starting to think that Arteta ran things and Edu just went like this a lot.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
right, let's get into the Carabao Cup final at Wembley, 9:30 our time on a Sunday. I'll probably be two beers deep.
Yes, guys, this
If
is a
not.
big game, and this has been a brewing rivalry. Now they get to culminate it in a final here. Erling Haaland is healthy, Semenyo's healthy, so we should see a full-powered City side against a full-powered Arsenal side,
Well, he can't play.
minus Gahee. That's right.
He's cup tied.
Yes, I really want to see Max Domi get minutes again. I think he deserves it from coming back from his injury and just being that bright spark for you guys, whether if it's off the bench or starting. Probably off the bench would be, more suited for him, but
Well, I hope he comes off the bench. I don't want him to be in this game the full time.
fair. But yeah, I think this could be a very competitive matchup. I do think City are built for finals, and after getting embarrassed in the midweek, and with Arsenal having so many games still to play for, I think you guys actually might rotate this game. I'm not
They've
gonna
been
lie.
embarrassed for the last three matches. The
Yeah.
West Ham draw and the two beatings from Real Madrid.
Yeah. And I think you guys are actually, I don't think you're gonna start your best team. You might. You really will. You really should. But with the amount of games you guys have coming up, I don't think it would be logical for Arteta.
Well, and that's the thing. We're still competing on four fronts. These guys are down to three. The league, well, the league they're still competitive in, this game, and then the FA Cup. If I'm Pep, I'm gonna send them out there to like murder people. I just don't know how
Yeah.
Arteta's gonna man manage this.
They need to come out with a City need to play like this is the last game of the season. So at least if they do not win this game, they are at least making you guys lose enough stamina to lose in other competitions. That would be my main goal. Make this game as fast-paced, as back and forth as possible. Force them, if you get a goal early, that's going to force Arsenal to change their whole approach. They need to get a goal early if they want to win this game. But Matt, what is your prediction for it?
I'm going with my heart. I'm leaving. I'm gonna put my chin out there. I'm ready to get punched. 2-1 to the Arsenal. I'm
To
gonna be a nervous
the
wreck. I'm gonna be a nervous wreck the entire match. I'm going to sit and watch with a bunch of strangers because I don't think I can sit and watch this game alone. I'm gonna have a nice breakfast before I go, hop on the train and go all the way to Tempe. I'm going to get there at 9 a.m. I'm going to drink a beer. Then I'm going to drink another beer. Then the game's going to kick off. And I'm probably going to have another beer.
You'll be taking a couple restroom trips in by halftime.
Yes. But I just don't think I can sit and watch this game alone in my room, in my room, especially with the person I share my house with. You know how you can be sometimes on games.
I feel you, man. I will say,
Solid
and
guy, but he just doesn't get the tension when you love something.
yeah, fair enough. I think this is, man, I don't want to do this to you, but I'm gonna say it.
Do
This is
it.
gonna go down.
I fully expect you to go City 3-1. That's my prediction of your prediction.
Fair enough. Very valid prediction of my prediction. I think this goes down to penalties, and I think this goes down to a very last kick of the game, and it's gonna be David Raya to step up. And he's going to win the Carabao Cup for Arsenal.
You mean he shoots it past Donnarumma?
Yes, I think this goes down to the goalies. They're all going to miss. They're all going to score together. It's going to be dramatic. It's going to be just like how Chelsea.
Oh, because Donnarumma doesn't know how to kick a ball. Reese, you there? Reese.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I couldn't hear you. I said, that's true. Donnarumma's not a sweeper keeper. I don't know if he knows how to kick the ball.
Exactly. I just see it going down to penalties. I don't know who's going to win, honestly. But what I will say is just hope it's not like the Chelsea Liverpool game a couple years ago in the Carabao Cup final where it came down to Kepa and he skied it to Rose Zed to lose us the final. That's what hurts the
I
most.
gotta believe, like I told you, I'm just trying to enjoy this season because I think we are gonna win two trophies. I'm not the quad. I
You've
understand
locked up
quad
one.
exists, but I want a double.
You've locked up one trophy, in my opinion, which is the most important one. I think everything now is just a plus on your season.
Yeah, I just am kind of worried about the psychology of this match leading into the final prem match between
Fair enough.
Manchester City and Arsenal.
Fair enough. Guys, that was all the games that we're going to be previewing here. We will see you guys soon. Matt, I do have a question for you.
Hit me.
Do you think there's even a chance that City can come back, objectively speaking? No Arsenal bias, just straight head knowledge. Realistically, do you think this City team has a chance?
I still think they got a 33% chance to win the title. I think it's two thirds, one third. I still think until that game happens, everything's up for grabs. I think Arsenal's in the 3 games a week mode. I hope they come back from the break. I hope we go into the break as a champion, semis of the Champions League, 9-point lead in the league. and the FA Cup draw against Southampton to reopen it up. And that's what I kind of am ex thinking we're gonna that'll help us because we have an easy game to come back to. They have to face Liverpool, and if they lose this Carabao Cup, that becomes a must win for them. And it's against a team that is a must win for them too. Even though they're still in the Champions League, things don't look good. I don't think Liverpool makes it out of that bracket of death.
I agree, and they need to at least top four if they want to be in the Champions League next season. So, thank you for answering that question. I'm in a similar boat. I have my odds a little bit lower. I'm around 20% for the City team. I think they're the red battery has just shown up. They need to go in low power mode, or they need to let their phone die. So one of the two is going to happen. We'll see. Matt, any stoppage time, man?
I did want to ask you, we've been joking around about Glasner, and I think you made, or Rosner, sorry, and you made your point pretty clear. I've been following a lot of Chelsea influencers, just watching them just roast this man. And do you think he is a joke now, like to the players? Because he does stuff like Arteta does, but I don't know if like maybe Arteta's got like doesn't have the mandem to deal with.
I think he still has a relationship with most of the players, like the key players, because when he came in, he was very understanding of how they were feeling. Like I said, he was coddling them. He backed them a bunch. He blamed a lot of the games on himself. So to the players, I don't think so. Matt, what pisses me off is all these fans were so excited when Liam came, and they were so certain that Chelsea would turn their season around, as if Chelsea were having a bad season
No,
to
I thought you
begin
guys were having a
with.
great season. It wasn't phenomenal. It wasn't City or Arsenal, but I thought you were the best of the rest.
Exactly. I mean, if things were continuing the way they were, man, we would be comfortably in this Champions League race. Now it's dwindling away, but
Well,
yeah.
this was leading me into my real question. Not is he a
Yes.
joke, but do you think he goes the David Moyes route? He leaves England. He goes somewhere away from Blueco. He like goes to like Atalanta and like cultivates his aura, recharges himself and returns like Moyes did.
I think you have to. We've seen with Graham Potter, Postecoglou now, where if they come right back to the Premier League with a different team, whether if it's the right fit or not, it has not worked out for them. I think going abroad is the best move to gain experience in other styles of football. And if you find success, like Emery, I mean, Emery didn't succeed at Arsenal. He had a decent tenure there, I would say, based compared to other managers
He got to
after
a
Wenger
Europa
left.
League final.
Yeah, and he won. Did he win an FA Cup?
No.
Okay, but he got
It
to a
was
Europa League
Wenger
final.
1-2 and then Arteta 1-1.
Gotcha. So he's had a decent tenure, but if he has
Two at
sort
the
of an
end. He won
Emery,
a lot more, but the last three were Wenger, Teta.
he was successful for Spain. Emery, once he left Arsenal, he was successful before Arsenal as well. I think Liam was successful at Strasbourg before he left, and he'll just have to rekindle that flame somewhere else. I don't think he's a bad manager, but this is the problem with modern football right now, Matt, is these tactical managers are struggling. Like, these young tactical managers are actually struggling because they're trying to change it to modern football, but modern football isn't ready to change yet. And I think that's what these managers are having trouble adapting for
Yeah.
is, for example, Arteta has adapted a totally different way than any
Than
other
when he
manager in
came in.
football has. Yeah.
Yeah, because Arteta came in and he had to. So this is before your time, but did you ever hear the original Detroit Bad Boys, the Bad Boy Pistons in NBA, where
Yeah, I
they were
watched the
competing against
documentary.
the Lakers and the Celtics, and then the Bulls were just right ahead, and
Yeah.
they became the meanest, nastiest team in the NBA to deal with the fading Larry Bird and a fading Magic Johnson. And they broke both those dynasties to win two titles. And then they were beating Michael Jordan during this time. And then Michael Jordan got Pippen and then he ended them. I'm thinking that this Arsenal may be the team that breaks things. And then we're going to see a couple different ways to play football emerge because I don't think the corner, all, park the bus kind of thing is going to last for super long because somebody's going to
You're
figure out a
right.
way around it.
You're in the right ballpark. I literally watched a YouTube short today of Kyle Walker saying that exact thing. Like, you have to respect what Arsenal's doing with the set pieces and whatever, the long throws, whatever the case may be, because it's literally unplayable, unguardable right now. You know it's coming, but they are so hard to guard. They're so quick, whatever. but it's only going to last a couple years, and then it's going to move on to some other sort of trend of whatever football
Because
is at that.
Gangan Pressing Pep's modified tiki-taka, he played at City. Those two things went head to head and they burnt themselves out, and something had to come in and fill the void. But they're still attacking powerhouses. Isn't that what you guys were doing? We're just buying every attacker. Now, I mean, no, it's not, that's generalizing. But if you're Arsenal, you got to find your way to get into the mix. And I think that the next thing may come is like hard dribbling down the center. And I think that Arteta is preparing for that. And Wari is a decent dribbler. Max Downman's a great dribbler. I think that that
Well,
may be the next trend that comes.
and that's what I was asking you about, for example, with Manchester United, when the next manager they hire, because if they hire an Alonso, that's a similar style to Amorim, who's a similar style to Liam Rosenier.
It was a similar
You're
side of the
seeing,
glass near.
and these are all younger managers, all in their mid-30s, early 40s, whatever the case may be, and they're trying to modernize football. But this style of football, to me personally, I don't think it's the future. It's they're calling it relationism football, where there's no positions, it's all free form footy, which I've already told Lee, like, there's no, the positions don't even really exist anymore because of how different these players play now. But
No.
they need to have that structure still if they want to be successful. I don't think having free form footy is the right answer.
No, honestly, if I was United, I would look to try and change things and get above the trend. I would try to be the one that breaks the trend.
And Matt, this is why I was a big freaking fan of Enzo Maresca, is because he kept that Italian style of football with our slow possession buildup, but he still kept the modern side of it with counterattacks, pressuring, all that freaking stuff, man. It's
Guys, this is
annoying.
wild. Reese's cat's tails in between the camera and Reese just going everywhere. It's like I'm in
Just
an
like
RPG fight and an animal is just attacking my party.
my allergies are about to go crazy after this. But Matt, did you have any other final stoppage time,
No, I
man?
gotta go walk the Paco. Guys, I will try to get this up. I have to go to the office tomorrow. If I don't get it up today, I'll get it up right when I get home on Thursday.
No worries, my friend. Guys, we will see you guys next week, or whenever we see you again, depending on how these games formulate in our scheduling. But we hope to see you soon with the recap of the Manchester City Arsenal final. Matt, close us out, my friend.
Live long and watch some football, lads.